I didn't hear anybody. Maybe nobody's talking.
Laura, are we ready?
No, one more minute.
Okay. Can you give me the question?
Your residents, please stay muted until we call on your case, okay? Thank you. Chairman, we're ready to start the reorg meeting.
The Zoning Board of Adjustment reorganization meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News. Notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building. Notice made available to the township clerk. Notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Weissman?
Here.
Mr. Tillery?
Here.
Mr. Patel?
Here.
Mr. Reggio?
Here.
Mr. Blount?
Here.
Mr. Hidaka? Mr. Mitterrando?
Here.
Mr. Ali?
Here.
And Chairman Cahill?
Here.
Will you please rise and salute the flag?
Pledge allegiance
to the United States of America,
and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and
justice for all.
At this time, we'll open up nominations for the election of a chairperson of the Zoning Board for 2024. Are there any nominations?
Yes, Steve Weissman, I would like to nominate Sean Cahill for president.
Chairperson?
The chairperson.
Is there a second?
I second.
Are there any other nominations? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Chairman Cahill, I'll turn the meeting over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Cahill. I appreciate that. Thank you, board, for your confidence and faith in me. I appreciate that more than you know. At this point, item number six, entertain the thought of a nomination for a vice chairperson, and I would ask that Steve Weissman remain as my vice chair. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you, Mr. Weissman. At this point, I'd accept the nominee or election, a nominee for secretary.
I would, Steve Weissman, I'd like to nominate Sean Cahill as our secretary.
Do I need a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Good. Thank you again. I've been on this zoning board for over 20 years, and Mr. Keneally has been our board attorney even longer than that. He was on before I started. His leadership and his legal prowess is an essential tool to the day in, day out zoning board proceedings that we go through. And without his leadership, I think we'd be a lesser vessel for the township of Piscataway. So I'd like to nominate Jim Keneally for the zoning board attorney. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. At this point, I'd like to appoint a planner, John Chadwick, done a great job for us as well for over those same years that I've been on this board. And his leadership is also something that we cherish very much here. So I'd like to nominate John Chadwick for our planner. Can I get a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
No opposed? Okay.
I also thank you very much for your support.
Thanks,
You're
John.
Welcome, John. We'd have to have an appointment of a recording clerk, and this is the straw that stirs the drink here on the zoning board. Ms. Buckley is she's a godsend. She's essential to whether it's paperwork she sends out or just getting these emails out to people. She's on you. If you're going to get to the meeting, get back to her. So she is really the glue that keeps us all together. And I'd like to ask Ms. Buckley if she would remain as our recording clerk.
Of course. Thank you, Chairman.
Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Ms. Buckley, can we keep the same committee appointments that we had from the last reorg?
Yes, we could do that. I'll just take them from the last minutes.
That's what I think it'd be. It makes a lot more common sense. Okay.
Okay. No problem. Thank you, Chairman.
Okay. Item number 12 is an adjournment. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. The meeting is adjourned. I'm going to start the new meeting.
Mr. Chairman,
I'm sorry, sir.
I'm going to excuse myself because the remaining portion of this meeting, I have no input on.
Have a great evening, John.
Yes, you too. Everybody, Happy New Year again.
Happy New Year.
Thank you, John.
Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News. Notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building. Notice made available to the township clerk. Notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Weissman?
Here.
Mr. Tillery?
Here.
Mr. Patel?
Here.
Mr. Reggio?
Here.
Mr. Blount?
Here.
Mr. Hidaka?
Here.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Here.
Mr. Ellie?
Here.
And Chairman Cahill?
Here. Mr. Keneally, do we have any changes to the agenda this evening?
Yes, we do. The matter of Rolando Solis, 120 Montgomery Street, is adjourned until January 25th. The applicant must send notices. So that's the only change I'm aware of.
It is. Okay, let's move along to item number 7, 23-ZB-107V, David Nassani.
Yes.
Sir, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Could we have your name and address, please?
Current address, the current address where I'm residing now, or the address in question?
The address in question.
My name is David Nassani. The address is 617 Fairview Avenue, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you would like to do here?
I've submitted plans to add a second floor addition as well as a rear addition to this house.
Mr. Hinterstein, could you weigh in on this?
Most of the variances that are being requested for really can be corrected and sort of diminished in nature, with the exception of the front yard setback variance. And then I have a comment on here going down. I have those comments, and if he's in agreement with them, if he is, this can be sped up, and I think we could look favorably upon the application. Where I think my suggestion to the board would be that we look favorably on the application if he has no objection to that comment.
Mr. Nassani, have you seen Mr. Hinterstein's report?
I did look at the report. I had a hard time hearing what he said in his deposition right now. The audio broke.
So did I. Mr. Hinterstein was breaking up. Can you address the comments Mr. Hinterstein contained in paragraph 2 of his report?
From what I understood, I think what he was saying was that the setback issues that I have are mostly acceptable, except for the front of the house. I'm willing to do whatever the zoning board asks of me if that's what is required. The only thing I could ask is, seeing as I've been in the approval process of the plans for several months, if the board would be lenient on, I guess, my front setback and allow it to go as I currently have drawn up, then I'd appreciate it. But if not, then I accept that decision, and I'm willing to make the changes to the plans.
Again, my recommendation would be to the report. The overhang on the front porch is it's not necessary to go beyond the porch itself, which is the way we put it. So reducing the roof coverage on the porch, I think really has no impact on the design whatsoever, other than the fact that it'll cover the porch and not the steps, which I think is still sufficient. And as far as the 18-inch cantilever, that's what's allowed by ordinance without it impacting the front yard, the front yard setback. So you're allowed 18 inches. It doesn't impact it. I believe it's a reduction of only 6 inches to the front. So I think these changes that we're asking for are modest at best. I think it maintains the integrity of your addition and helps meet the intent of the setbacks.
Okay. Okay. Understood. Not a problem. I accept it.
Oh, thank you, Henry. Any other members of the board have any questions for this applicant? Seeing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions about this application?
If anyone from the public would like to speak, you need to raise your hand so I know that I can unmute you. No one, Chairman.
Okay, let's close the public portion, and I make a motion to approve this application with Henry's comments.
I'll second it.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery? Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Haydaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes. Mr. Nasani, your application has been approved with a slight amendment requested by Mr. Hinterstein. We will memorialize this in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be here for that. We will mail that document to you. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you very much, zoning board. I appreciate it. Have a good night. Can I can sign off?
Yes. Yeah, you have to stay for the whole thing. All right. Only we have to.
Thank you.
Let's move to item number 823-CB-108V, Beverly Reynolds.
Is Ms. Reynolds present?
You guys have to unmute.
Okay, Beverly's here.
Okay, Beverly, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Could we have your name and address, please?
Beverly Reynolds, 11 Smoke Tree Close, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
Now, I didn't know I had to do that since you already had everything. I was just going to make a general statement.
Tell the board what you'd like to do here.
We replaced the fence, but we did not get approval to do it because we didn't know we had to do that since we were replacing something that was already there that's been there for 49 years. And the fence basically was deteriorating. So I searched out someone to do it, and we were trying to get a survey of the property, but nobody had it. We couldn't find it. I went to the township. We went to Middlesex County Clerk. We told the call the Trenton office, but no one had it. So I just said to the guy, well, just put the fence in where it was put before. And basically that's what he did. So we did that. But once this was done, well, somebody took a picture of the fence and the truck. The company that put the fence in, the next day I got an email that we did things that we weren't supposed to do. Basically, we didn't know we had to do some of the things, but anyway, we went to, they told us we had to get a survey. So we got in touch with, what's his name?
The New Brunswick Survey.
Right. One of the ones that you recommended to me to use. And he came out, took a survey of the property, and then when we got it, oh my gosh, I didn't understand it, saying that the house had two fronts. And at that time, when the house was being built, Drake Lane was nothing but more than a gravel road. And I don't even remember the road went all the way through 49 years ago. But we got this, and we went there and they tried to explain it to us, and we were saying, but all the other houses, it's like in the same area. They said, okay, look, you can put through a variance. So basically that's what we did. We did everything we were supposed to do. We put it in. And basically, yeah. Here we are. I am 80 years old, and I've been here since with this house since 1975. I know many laws, policies, and procedures have changed over a period of years, but I'm just hoping that maybe some of it can be grandfathered.
Well, Ms. Reynolds, I think we can straighten this out tonight, and we can do it rather quickly. Mr. Hinterstein, could you just go over your site impact and make the Ms. Reynolds aware?
I'm having a problem with my audio. Hopefully, it's not too bad right now.
I don't understand them.
And you can hear it. Is it still breaking up?
Yeah, it's better than it was.
Okay. I apologize. Been watching the not having a good night. But there's really no issues with this application. It's the standard comment. If for some reason the township ever needs to gain access to that easement, they would be responsible for any costs associated with the removal or replacement of the fence.
It's hard to hear what he's saying. I heard that.
Okay, let me give it a try.
Yeah,
this is Reynolds. Part of that fence is on an easement.
Okay.
And if the township ever needs access to that easement, which is not likely, but if they do, you would be responsible for moving the fence.
That would be fine.
I don't care.
That would be fine. I accept that.
That's all we need to hear, Ms. Reynolds. We can move on
now.
Any other members of the board have any questions about this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions about this application? Ms. Buckley?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion. I'd make a motion to approve this application with Henry's comments. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ellie?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mrs. Reynolds, your application's been approved. We'll mail you a document in a couple of weeks with a written document that approves your application.
Can I just say one more thing? I just want to say thank you and have a blessed and a happy new year.
You
and
too, ma'am.
To you, ma'am.
You too, Mrs. Reynolds.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Can I leave now?
Yes, yeah, sure. Please go.
Okay. I'm signing out.
Good night.
Let's move on to item number 922-ZB-69V, Derek Bradshaw and Ida Gonzalez.
Yes, we're here.
I need to swear you in. Did you raise your right hand? Swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth.
Yes.
Your name, please?
Derek Bradshaw.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
Yes, we purchased the home with an existing wood fence, and we replaced it a few years ago with a vinyl fence in the exact same locations. We found out later that there was no permit for the original fence, and we didn't know we needed one to replace it. So we're looking for a variance to keep the fence in the existing location.
Mr. Hinterstein?
We'll give it another shot. Is it better?
Yeah, it's better.
Okay. So this is sort of a unique situation. It is a timber property, and the existing stockade fence, the solid fence, is located well within the side triangle for the intersection. But with the previous report, I believe the previous time they were here, again, the original report talked about some shrub in front of the fence and cutting off a piece of this fence located in the triangle. There was also, I think, at that time, some other obstacles in that front yard located on the corner within the site triangle. Since that previous meeting, the applicant has taken the shrubs out in front of the fence to help with visibility. They removed, I believe, the decorative well that was in the front yard as well. And really all that remains now is that 6-foot fence that's in that site triangle. What's unique about this corner is that it's not your traditional corner intersection. in the sense that when you come to the end of the street at Muriel or at Quincy, and you have a stop sign and you're looking for traffic either direction when you're coming down. And really, Quincy and Muriel are really a continuation of each other. So you cannot go past Quincy or continue past Muriel on this road, or you cannot continue past Quincy. They're really one street that just goes around the bend. So the vehicles can only stay on their side of the road and continue on in the same fashion that they're driving. So for that reason, it's a unique situation where I don't think cars are bound on the avenue and have any worry about the oncoming traffic because they're staying on their side of the road the entire time. With the improvements that the applicant has made as far as removing the shrubs, I think in this case, which is a little bit unusual, I think that the fence can remain with an agreement with the township attorney that they would be responsible if there was any, you know, future road construction that, again, obligated this fence to be removed. That would be on the applicant's, cost to do so. For some reason, construction happened in the site triangle, East Main area. But I don't think that really ever being the case. But just as a precaution, as long as they're agreement to enter into a developer's agreement with the township attorney, and they can work that out some other time, not in this form, but it would be a condition of the approval, I think we can look at this application favorably. The only other two items would be is providing temporary construction easements, a 5 foot along both Quincy and Muriel Avenue North for future road improvements that may take place. So if the applicant's in favor of that, I think what we can do is, my suggestion would be to approve it on a condition of, again, those temporary construction easements on both streets and entering into a developer's agreement with the township that basically states that the fence could stay there, but for some reason, it needs to be moved under road construction and be the applicant's responsibility so at that time.
Mr. Bradshaw, you got most of that?
I was having a difficult time hearing it, but I didn't hear really that last part about keeping it or doing an adjustment on it.
You could keep it for now, but enter into a developer's agreement with the township that says that if there's any future road construction that changes the degree of angle of that site triangle, you may have to remove it in the future, but you can keep it for now.
Okay.
Okay, you're in agreement with that?
You said there's an agreement that I have to apply for, or you guys
can send No, the township will send it to you.
Okay. All right, thank you very much.
No problem, Mr. Bradshaw. We still got a vote. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments about this? Hearing none, we'll go to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments for this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion, and I'd make a motion to approve this application with the notes from Henry's site impact.
I'll second.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ellie?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Bradshaw, your application has been approved. We'll memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting, and we'll send that document to you. Good luck.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a good day.
Take care, sir. Happy New Year.
Yeah, have a good night.
You too.
Let's move on to item 10, 23-ZB-90V, Sheila Hobson.
Is the applicant present?
It's Shalia Hobson, and yes.
Shalia, I apologize.
I'm present.
Ms. Hobson, did we swear you in at the last meeting?
Yes, you did.
You remain sworn in to tell the truth.
Henry, you want to jump in on this and work on the site impact?
Yeah, I was trying to catch up here on this one. So
Henry, you're breaking up really bad. We can't hear you.
Okay. If you give me a minute, I'll try to re-log out.
Thank you.
Is he calling in, Laura? I didn't hear that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going to just shut off and re-sign back on again.
Okay.
Yeah, so just a few seconds, please.
No problem.
Any better?
Say you get it. Yeah, say something so we can see if it's worse or better. No, it's the same. Laura, can he call in? We don't need to see him.
We don't need to see you.
No, yeah, use your cell phone and call him. Maybe that's a better issue to it.
Yeah, mute your computer and then just call it in, and then I'll give you access to talk. You could just put your phone on speakerphone.
We're having no luck here.
I just got a text message that you can't do it.
Jim, you just cut out. I didn't hear you.
I just got a text message from him saying that he can't do it, and I don't know what that means.
Laura, isn't there a dial-up number that we could just use?
Yeah, it's on his it's on the sheet on the agenda.
Are you not getting some service, Henry?
I'll re-email it to him.
Sorry, Ms. Hobson.
How are you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you sound
better. Yeah, you're great. You're fine.
All right.
Awesome. All right. Yeah, let's go over the site impact we could for Chilea.
You just muted yourself again, Henry.
I guess it automatically, I guess, cuts out the other one. You hear me now?
Yes. Yeah, you sound
fine now. So, I'm sorry again. The site impact on this particular one, again, this is regarding a fence that's in a front yard setback. We have overage on coverage here. We have multiple sheds on the property. So there was a bunch of issues here. So I think to compromise and try to get the best solution here for both the resident, Mrs. Hobson, and the town is to, again, limit this to two sheds. I know the discussion was that there's only two sheds there now, but there were some other structures there, one of them being a sort of like a seasonal type cloth gazebo, which that's not an issue. But there was sort of a makeshift shed on the side of the property behind the fence. And according to the zoning officer who went out there, I believe today or yesterday, she thinks there's three sheds. So again, I think the one shed that's on the right-hand side of the property, there's no issue with. Even the shed that's on the, which is currently in the front yard along with the fence, there's not, I think it's been there for so long at this point. That we're willing to allow it to remain. The biggest issue is that, again, if there's a third shed, the third shed has to go, or any materials that's storage out there underneath the, even if it's a makeshift type shed, that would have to go. That's behind the fence on the side there on Newark Street. And there's also some stone, almost as a driveway, I think, that was placed in the right of way along that Newark side of the property. And I believe the town wants that removed and that area seeded up. So the fence could stay, I think, which is the biggest concern. The shed that's in the front yard setback, the large shed closest to the corner, could stay. And I think any other sheds have to be removed. And that stone area in front of the fence along Newark Street would have to be removed, and topsoil and seeded returned to a lawn area. They don't want that being used as a driveway off the edge of the road like that. So, I mean, doesn't prevent cars from parking on the street. They just don't want a driveway up against the fence in that manner. So, if the applicants want to adhere to those conditions, I don't see an issue with the variances that are being requested. And in light of some of these variances, the coverage variance, which is pretty substantial, the fact that the shed is in the front yard setback, the fence is in the front yard setback, we typically move these back so that they're a little bit more in conformance. I think it's a good compromise, but I'll leave that up to the applicant to agree or disagree.
Thank you, Henry. Ms. Hobson?
Yes.
Oh, are you okay with those changes?
Yeah, I just needed to know, what are the fees that's associated with it?
Henry?
Well, I don't believe there's any fees associated with this. That what would happen would be there'd be a condition on your approval that states you have to remove any stone driveway area outside of the fence on Newark Avenue. We turn that to grass, topsoil, and seed it. The other condition would be is if there's a third shed on the property, it has to be removed. And those would be conditions. So there's no fees associated with that. You just have to comply with that. So what will happen is if they go out there and they see that these things haven't been done, you're going to be given a summons. And so that would be the fee at that point. But if you comply, there's not going to be any issue.
Mr. Hinterstein, can we just, yes. She will need to get a permit though once she gets a resolution for that shed and that fence, because they are not permitted. She will need, it'd be $40, but she will need a permit for those.
I did get a permit for the fence. I have the paperwork here. I came into the office, that's when I found out I needed a permit because I was told I didn't. But when I came in, Ms. Buckley, you helped me with the permit, and I have a copy of it. But if I need another one, I will come and get it.
You might need a new one. So that if they denied that permit, then you would need a new one, get it approved with the attached resolution that says it could be in that location.
No problem.
Can we also, go ahead, ma'am.
How long do I have before?
That's what I was going to ask. Can we give them a, based on the weather and what's going on currently in Piscataway, could we attach, she can get the stuff done within 6 months?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Wait till the warmer weather comes and it's more, the atmosphere and the climate outside is more amiable for outdoor work.
Yeah.
Okay, Ms. Hobson, 6 months?
Yes, that's fine. And my husband did take down the gazebo already. So I know there was an issue with that. They thought that was a shed, but it was a gazebo. So he took it down.
All right, no problem. Any other members of the board have any questions for this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions about this application?
Okay, can do me a favor. Can I call you back in about a half an hour?
Is that somebody on our end, Laura?
Yes.
I muted him. Yeah. That's no one in the public, Chairman.
No one in the public. So close the public portion, and I will ask to approve this application with the language that Henry mentioned and that they agreed upon. Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Hobson, your application has been approved. We will memorialize this in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be present for that. We'll mail that document to you.
Okay, thank you. And I'd like to thank Ms. Buckley for all her help and her colleagues that assisted me when I was trying to figure out where do I go. So thank you so much.
Thank you for the feedback, ma'am.
You're very welcome, Ms. Hobson. Thank you.
Okay, let's move on to item number 11, adoption of the resolutions from the regular meeting of December 14th, 2023.
First resolution, Alan Cruz, to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Azhar Naqvi, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Shiv Patel, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Goodbye.
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is BYO USA, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Kaz Beverly, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Robin Shepherd, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Vijay Singhal. This was an amended resolution or amended approval, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
CZ Piscataway. This was the bifurcated use variance, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Origio?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions I have this evening.
Item number 12, adoption of minutes from the regular meeting of December 14, 2023. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Item number 13, adjournment. Motion to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, guys. Happy New Year.
Thank you for all your hard work and assistance.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
Happy New Year. See you guys in 2 weeks.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.